The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Burt Show.
If you find yourself in the same boat as me thinking, I am a bad mom, I have a bad kid, guess what? You're not. You're the best mom ever. And you're raising the most incredible kid ever because I have scientific proof that we are not bad moms.
Now, some of you are. Some of you do have bad kids and some of you are bad parents. But mostly, yeah. Science is going to prove safety net for most of you guys.
And they're not bad. They're just spirited, okay? So ever since Jimmy has started pre-K, he comes home and has been having some meltdowns. We've been having a lot of tantrums, right? And to the point, I didn't know if or when this day was going to come. Like, I have seen it in the movies and on TV shows.
Where you wanted to give them to the neighbors?
No. When the mom's like, she's not on the verge of losing it. She has lost it. Mm-hmm. She's been pushed over to the edge and she locks herself in the bathroom. And I had to do that. Last week, I literally had to walk into the bathroom. I actually sat on the floor with my back against the door, like trying to like stifle the tears and doing our, you know, the shining heart's breath, which my son has also learned. And you're and then counting the breaths.
Is it possible just from the outside looking in? I mean, he's got some major changes here with school and everything. The schedule is off. Is that something?
So it's not this, that the schedule is off, but I was obviously conversing with my husband about this. Like, dude, I don't know. I know I'm his safe space, right? Like most kids act out around their mom or around their parents because we're their safe space. It's that unconditional love. They can act a fool because they know that we're going to love them and they feel safe, which is lovely. But at the same time, it drives you crazy because I'm like, everybody else gets this sweet, effervescent child. And I'm the one over here getting whining incessantly and crying about every little thing, right?
Okay, I think this is a pertinent question. Does he do this around Bart also, or are you the safety net? Like, he knows he's coming to mama for comfort.
Well, yeah, I am definitely, like, comfort for sure. I mean, Bart is a safe space, but I am the safest space.
That's usually how it goes.
That is very, very apparent. So ever since pre-K started, he was coming home, and I know he was tired and whatnot, but my God, y'all, we had a couple of days of these tantrums that I'm like, screaming and like take him up to his room and like trying to calm down and like having to remove myself from the situation. And then finally he's ready to do his breathing. But it was, I mean, my cortisol was through the roof. My shoulders were up into my ears. I'm like, what am I doing wrong as a parent? What is going on with my kid? Right. And so I'm explaining this to Bart. I'm like, dude, I don't know how to fix this. I don't know what's going on. And then my husband sends me a video on Instagram because, you know, now we solve all our problems with TikTok and Instagram, right? So my husband sends me this reel on Insta. He DMs me and it's from a pediatrician. It's from Dr. Mona and her handle is PEDS, Peds Talk, Peds Doc Talk, PEDS DOC TALK, and explained perfectly what we are going through and the sense of relief I felt as a mother that I wasn't failing my child was so immense.
There is a name for this. It's called restraint collapse, and it's more common than you think. Hi, I'm Dr. Mona, pediatrician and mom, and I share tips on child health, development, and parenting. So hit that follow button if you're not already. Your child, maybe 3, 5, or 8, has a great day at preschool or school. The teacher says they were so happy and helpful. They had a wonderful day. Then they come home to you and everything seems to fall apart. This might look like tears or tantrums or meltdowns, but it can also show up as defiance with you, irritability, clinginess, or just not acting like themselves. This is restraint collapse. They've been holding it together all day, staying still, following rules, listening to other authority, processing noise, transitions, and social cues. And when they finally get to their safe space, that's you, the release happens. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because you're their safe space. And kids don't usually say, oh, I'm feeling a little overstimulated or my brain is fried. They show you through their behavior. Think about how you feel after a long day of meetings or being on all day. You get home and maybe you're irritable, or maybe you want to cry, or you want to talk to your partner. Same idea. It's just that kids have less emotional control. So what helps? One, ease the transition. Avoid the 20 questions at pickup. Instead, put your phone down, get down to their level, and use a reconnection phrase. I'm so glad to see you. I missed you all day. Hugs are welcome if they are open to it. Let the car ride or walk home be quiet. Let them lead the energy. Two, offer a soft landing. Give them a snack if they need one. Some kids need silence. Some need movement, like jumping into pillows. And some need to draw or build. These are coping skills for decompressing, and you might have to try a few things before you find what helps your child release that energy before it turns into a restraint collapse storm. What's helpful is learning to notice the signs of dysregulation in your child, because it can look different from one kid to the next, even within the same family. Sometimes you can support regulation before things boil over. Other times they need a release, and for some kids that's a good cry. That happened with my son the other day. He was being very defiant, and that was his restraint collapse. I looked at him and said, you had a long day. It's hard listening all day. Your brain has been working hard. You can cry if you need to. And he did, in my arms. You don't have to fix this. You just have to be their soft place to land. And remember, restraint collapse can happen in any child. It's not a measure of your parenting. So if this sounds familiar, your child isn't broken. They're just letting it out where they feel the safest.
So it's a compliment.
Yeah, restraint collapse. There's actually a name for it.
Yeah.
And when he sent me that, it made, I mean, it was us to a T.
Sure.
And now it's just given me a different mindset looking at the situation. And so we have, I don't pepper him with a ton of questions when he gets into the car. We put on his construction song playlist because that's what makes him happy. So he sings the excavator song on the way home. We get home and I just kind of let him set the pace or whatever. And now I just know, I'm like, yeah, the kid, he's just had a long day at work.
It just makes sense. Sometimes when I see some of those, I mean, it smacks me in the face and I'm like, of course that's what it is. Why didn't I think of that,
yeah.
Right? I don't need any kind of PhD for that. Here's Carly. I love this. When moms call up to help other moms, she's got a book that centers around this very, not her, but she's read one. Hey, Carly.
So I didn't actually read this. I'm the kid. My mom used this book on me.
Okay.
So it's called Love and Logic, When Your Kids Leave You Speechless by Charles Fay and Jim Fay. It was a book where my mom kind of use these Jedi mind tricks to make me as a kid realize that she's a person and she has feelings too. And so she would say things like, hey, you're draining my energy and things like that. And she swears by this book. Any of like new parents she hears has issues like where their kids are throwing tantrums or different things like that. Like she tells them you need to check out this book.
All right.
Okay,
so Carly,
I'm writing this down, Carly. Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. It's called Love and Logic, When Your Kids Leave You Speechless by Charles Fay and Jim Fay.
Yeah, Jim has left me speechless on one or more occasion.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing I remember after my mom got this book is she kept saying, like, you're draining my energy, which made me realize, like, she's a person and she has, like, her own stuff. Like, as a little kid, like, obviously as an adult now, I'm cognizant of that, but yeah.
Sure. And you sound like you turned out all right.
I mean, I think I'm a delight.
But... Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I was saying I know Carly pretty well. She turned out great. She's coming to Greece with me next week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. I love Carly.
You'll find out exactly how good she is when you're on vacation.
It'll be day six. I'll be like, Carly, you're draining me. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So Isabella Ferrer, one of the stars of the It Ends With Us movie, is claiming Justin Baldoni bullied her or is in the middle of continuing bullying tactics. So if you somehow missed us talking about this for weeks and weeks on end, this all has to do with a movie that came out about, I think, exactly a year ago. It's called It Ends With Us. It stars Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. And they are going to be going to court in March of 2026 because Blake Lively first sued Justin Baldoni for retaliation and sexual harassment. And Justin Baldoni then countered sued and was like, literally none of that is true. So they're going to be battling that out next year in 2026. And there's been this back and forth as to whether or not this was an isolated conflict between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, or if other cast members experience this as well. So this is actually very telling. So Isabella Ferrer plays the younger version of Blake Lively's character in this movie. So a lot of people feel like she has a very close relationship with Blake because Blake also styled her for the premiere. And of course, you're playing the younger version of your character, so you probably had some rapport on set. But the actress, she is basically saying that she had gotten dragged into this lawsuit, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, and she was served a subpoena. So naturally, she's going to Justin Baldoni's production company, Wayfarer Studios, and says, hey, you know, in my contract, it says you guys are supposed to cover my legal fees if anything arises. But instead of just being like, okay, yeah, we'll do that because that's exactly what it says in your contract, they said, sure, we'll do that for you, but only if you let us dictate how you respond publicly to this subpoena. And her team saw that as his team trying to strong arm her and manipulate her. And of course, then Justin Baldoni's side filed a legal motion against her, which her lawyers say wasn't necessarily about trying to get legal justice. It was more of a way to add pressure and manipulate and intimidate her. Basically, all of this to say is her team is saying this is a bigger pattern of what they are calling bullying from Justin Baldoni, saying she's a young actress. She's just trying to follow the rules of the road, but instead she feels like she's being pushed around in silence. So her lawyers aren't just asking for the judge to shut down Baldoni's motion. They're actually asking the court to punish him for it as well. Okay. So ever since this became public, she's been getting nasty messages online, which she said is just kind of adding to the pressure of everything. So a lot going down, and the plot just thickens with the It Ends With Us court case.
They do have an option not to read them.
The DMs?
The comments and stuff online.
Yeah, right? I know. But I think when you're getting maybe hundreds of thousands of messages, it's a little hard to ignore. Maybe. And it only takes one to really ruin your day. Okay, this is a fun little piece of content from Bethany Frankel. I've been sitting on this for a week. And Bethany Frankel basically said that she got set up, quote unquote, by a celebrity matchmaker. But this celebrity matchmaker isn't some new big public figure. It's actually AI. She used AI to determine who her best match was in the celebrity world.
Someone from my team just sent me the top five matches for me on ChatGPT. Let me tell you the top three. Number one, Leonardo DiCaprio. Number two, Bradley Cooper. Number three, Jeff Bezos. Post Lauren Sanchez, question mark, it says. Okay.
So I actually decided to put our names into ChatGPT and have ChatGPT match us up with our top celebrity matches.
I was just doing it. I was so curious.
Uh-huh. It gave us two for each. So for me, I got matched with Chris Evans, because we're both charming with a slightly cheeky sense of humor. Plus, okay, he's grounded despite fame. The whole mix of wholesome and spicy banter potential is off the charts. Also, Abby hosting girls trips and Chris being America's sweetheart. PR gold. Bert, you got Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner is warm, funny, and relatable. Plus, she'd totally keep up with Bert's mix of heartfelt moments and big laugh energy. Both give stable but still fun vibes.
All right, we vibe. I can feel that.
Kristen, you got paired with Ryan Reynolds. Why? Because sarcasm meets sparkle. Kristen's quick wit would match Ryan's playfulness perfectly, and their mutual knack for making even awkward situations hilarious would make them the ultimate red carpet bit banter couple, but beware Blake Lively because she's a little Sue happy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tommy, I also put your name in the mix as well. Tommy, you got paired with Zoe Kravitz. Why? Because she's cool, stylish, and a little mysterious.
Oh, dude.
She balanced Tommy's laid-back charm while still keeping things fun and creative. Together, they'd have effortless indie film couple energy.
She'd cheer you up, man.
Something happens to Renee, I'm all over that.
She would cheer you up, bro.
That means Lenny Kravitz would be my dad-in-law, right?
Your father-in-law. Yes.
It's crazy.
You're on The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I will say this, Abby, in your struggle to find the right guy, I don't know.
Thank you for... The sun is shining brightly. It's a beautiful day, but it's right in my eyes.
God wanted to make an appearance for this segment.
Yeah, right? Totally blinding, Kristen. I don't know that I know anybody that has been more willing to try different things in order to get in front of Mr. Right.
It's called desperation, Bert.
No, it is not. It is called being proactive.
Yes, I'm a fighter in the game of love.
And it happened this weekend also, which we've been talking about now for weeks and weeks and weeks. You want to go ahead and recap this and then tell us what happened over the weekend? Yeah. It's really the only reason why I came in this morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. So essentially, we had a listener, a P1, one of our most dedicated listeners, send us a wedding invitation saying, like, listen, you guys are my family and I want my family at my wedding. And it was on a Sunday in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and, you know, we got to work. So I think we were all kind of like, you know, it's so sweet of us or for you to invite us, but... You know, we're not going to be able to make it. So we ended up buying some things off of her wedding registry. And then we kind of just wiped our hands and called it a day. And then all of a sudden, we're at the Burt's Big Adventure reunion a couple of weeks back. And I get an email from a bride named Brooke. And she's like, okay, listen, like, I know that not everyone can come to the wedding because you guys have to work. But like, hear me out. The best man is single and I think he is perfect for Abby. So like, if she wants to come, can you guys just let her come? I think it'd be so great. And then you guys believe in love and you guys have seen, you know, just how much I've deteriorated over the years waiting for Mr. Right. And you're like, yeah, please get, for the love of God, if this is what it takes, we will fly her out to Indiana last minute. We will put her in an Uber Black to the middle of nowhere, Indiana. We will make this happen. So essentially that's what I did this weekend on Sunday was I flew out in the name of love.
And the qualifications for perfect. I've got the perfect man for Abby. What were the qualifications again?
He was tall.
Yeah. Okay. He's a very attractive dude. Like, let's keep it 100. She sent photos. He passed the photo test. So we were willing to put love on the line.
Yeah, for sure. He's a catch. Absolutely. And so I was like, you know what? Like, dating apps are a thing. Getting set up by mutual friends are a thing. This is just a more extreme version of that. So I get flown out over the weekend and like weird. I just felt really chill about the whole thing. Like I've been in some pretty high pressure situations. So I'm just kind of a naturally anxious person. But flying out, I was like, yeah, this is fine. Like I'm going to a wedding where I know nobody. Like, it'll be fine.
I think that's the sign that you've been broken. You're just broke.
My spirit is dead.
I was gonna ask you, sitting at the airport, like at your gate, like what was going? Are you thinking like, yeah, you know, this has the potential to be fun, or were you like, what am I doing with my life?
No, I think I have really loved that the last year of my life has felt just like a series of side quests, just like little adventures I've been going on. And I'm just kind of like, this is just one of those adventures that I'm really glad I get to do, because I'm sure at some point in my life, you don't get to do these kind of like weird side quests and adventures. Mm-hmm. So I felt weirdly calm about it. And I've been going to the airport so much in the last year. I probably fly out once or twice a month and I'm like, this is normal. It feels like just going to McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to the airport. Whereas it used to feel like such a big event for me. Like, you're going through security and then you're going to sit at your gate. This is just like, yeah, I'm getting on a plane. So I felt weirdly calm and also I'm having a lot of fun kind of like vlogging the experience. Because again, so many people are in my DMs wondering how this is going to go. It's like, is this going to be it for her? So, you know, people are blowing up my DMs and I'm trying to keep people updated as I'm like, you know, taking selfies in the terminal and whatever. And funnily enough, I'm standing in the TSA line and I'm waiting for my bag. Actually, I'm sitting in the TSA line. I'm thinking how great of an experience I'm having with the TSA, which never happens. I'm like, look at ATL finally getting its stuff together. Things quickly went downhill after that. So then I decided to maybe angrily tweet about how the ATL airport is trying to ruin my life. Anyway, I'm sitting.
As an ambassador.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I say I need to hear the evidence later on.
TSA was killing it. And then afterwards, things took a turn. Anyway, so I'm standing in the TSA line thinking about how great TSA is doing today because I'm breezing through it. And all of a sudden, I feel a little on my back and I go, because again, you know, I'm a woman out in public and I'm thinking, murder. And I turn around, it's a sweet woman. And she's like, are you happy? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I just saw your Instagram story and I've been looking out for you. Because I'm like, I know she's flying out to Indiana. So that it was really comforting. I got to talk to her about, you know, how I'm feeling. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to a wedding. Like, this is just typical. So I end up flying out to Indianapolis and it hits me a little bit when I land because I'm like, I see the big Hoosier sign. I'm like, oh, I'm in Indiana.
Indeed you are.
And I get a text message because you guys were kind enough to arrange an Uber, essentially, you know, a private coach, if you will, to Crawfordsville. And I'm panicking because the text I get says, hey, Abby, congrats on landing or whatever. Your driver's is here. Their cell phone number is... nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to get to Crawford? I have no way of contacting this person. Thankfully, they pull up eventually in this slick back black Cadillac. There's Fiji water in it. And I'm like, this is nice. And then we're driving out of the airport. I'm in my Uber black and then just slowly cornfields start to appear. I'm like, this is the most like meta experience. I'm in this fancy luxury vehicle as I'm just like watching farmland pass.
Well, I sent the black car for you with all those Fijis and the nice air conditioning and everything because it really was like maybe death row.
Yeah, no, literally.
And I wanted it to be very comfortable before dead woman walking.
I'm just like laughing to myself because I pull up in this $80,000 vehicle to the Best Western and then my driver being the kind woman that she was, you know, I get out and she grabs my bags and she just looks at me and she goes, enjoy your stay. She's like, what are we doing? And then I check into the Best Western and they're like, yeah, we don't have a room ready for you. And I just look outside as like tumbleweeds are moving past. I'm like, where do I go for 2 hours? And I
see. So it's in a very rural part of Indiana.
Yes, it's in a very rural city. I mean, you know, there's some things around like trees and a gas station.
There was a Cracker Barrel.
So again, I look out into the distance and all of a sudden, I see a Cracker Barrel. I'm like, I know that place. So picture this. I'm getting, you know, I'm in my garb and I'm like ready to like, you know, get ready for this wedding. And I have my pink suitcase and my bag. Because again, I had to take all of the broadcasting equipment. It's the only thing that fit in my suitcase. So I literally have my wedding guest dress and my recording equipment. And I got to lug it with me about 5 minutes away to the Cracker Barrel because I'm terrified to sit in the lobby because A, I need to do something. I'm starving. And I'm like, I don't really want to meet this man in the lobby of the Best Western while I look like this. So I need to get out.
Somehow in my head, I'm channeling like, what was the movie? Was it Sweet Home Alabama? Where she ended up going to New York and she was all fancy and everything, wearing the designer glasses and the designer luggage and everything. And then she goes to Alabama, rural Alabama, yes. And they're like, where are you from? I have that vision in my head of you in Crawdad, Indiana.
Yes, I am Melanie Carmichael in this moment, rolling up to the Cracker Barrel, because then I'm inside. I'm like, oh, this looks familiar. I'm feeling a little weirdly at home. And I check in with the hostess and she just kind of gives me this look because she can tell I'm not with anybody. And she's like, we're going to put you in the corner. I was like, don't put this baby in the corner. And I look at her. I literally look at her. I was, because she vocalized that to me. And I'm like, oh my God, do I look that bad? And I'm like, I just go, why? And she goes, well, I know when I dine alone, I don't really want to be in the middle of a bunch of people. And she goes, and you know, as teenagers, and I'm like, as teenagers? And I look at her and I go, I'm an adult. And I'm like, and then as I say that, the words, I'm an adult, and I'm like, I'm an adult who is getting paid to come out and be a stranger at somebody's like, am I really an adult?
Yeah.
So anyway, I just post up at the Cracker Barrel for a couple hours. And as I'm sitting there over my delicious pancakes, actually, highly recommend the Crawfordsville, Indiana Cracker Barrel. Great service, great food. And I'm sitting there and I'm realizing as I'm reading through all the DMs, and the number one question I'm getting is, have you guys talked? Are you guys messaging? Have you met him yet? And I'm like, you know what? It is a little weird that I'm here and I'm posting on my Instagram story and we've had no contact.
Yeah, I don't love that. He never once reached out beforehand to text to say, hey, excited to meet you. Just want to make sure that you know where this is and that. I don't love this.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there. I'm like, I should probably message him. So I'm sitting there, I'm eating my pancakes, and I follow him on Instagram. And immediately he messages me. I'm like, oh, thank God. And he's like, hope your travels are going well, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I literally just go, see you later. I'm like, see you later at this wedding we're both going to. So finally, it's so random. Life is so weird, Kristen. So I finish up my meal. I go to the Best Western. Thank God I was able to check in. Immediately get ready. And I'm getting so many DMs that I'm like, I need to hold a press conference. So right before I head out, I go on live. I chit chat with the ladies about what's going down. And finally, I drive out to the wedding, which, by the way, I had to schedule my Uber because there's no Ubers in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Pretty sure my driver was drunk because she's like talking to me. And I'm like, I don't understand a word you're saying. And all I
this could be like, that's just being a Hoosier, like overly communicative. They're so nice and so humble and so down to earth.
Yeah.
And they're talkers, man. That could just be the attitude in India. That's what I found in India.
No, this woman was inebriated because I'm like, I was having a hard time understanding what she was saying. And at some point I pick up the fact that she says something along the lines of like, we're way out here. Uber paid me $30 to come pick you up. I had to drive an hour just to get here. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and now I'm thinking, how am I going to get home from the hotel? Like, am I going to have to walk? Yeah. This is a 15-minute drive. So she drops me off at the wedding. It's a beautiful venue. It's like the best way for me to describe it is it's like a fancy hunting lodge, but you know, there's hydrangeas outside. It's beautiful. The weather is gorgeous. And I just pull up and I go, oh my God, there's no one here. Like, there's literally no one here. It's 20 minutes before the wedding. I'm like, did I read the time wrong? Like, what is happening? And so I go inside and I go back outside. And thank God I see this other girl about my age standing kind of by the ceremony setup. And I go, be friends with her. I was like, go over there and be friends with her. So I immediately just run up and I go, are you also here by yourself? And I just start making small talk with her. And we go inside and I'm just gabbing up with this girl because the wedding started about an hour or about half an hour later than expected. And she tells me that her fiance is one of the groomsmen. And she's like, oh my God, I bet we're at the same table. Lo and behold, we're at the same table. And I'm like, I've made a friend. I've made an ally. Her fiance comes up. We're chatting. And then her fiance disappears. And then he comes back with this man from the internet. And there he is, which is just like a weird out of body experience. I'm like, I know, you know me, I know you, hey. And we're just chatting. And it's just like, what does one chat with this man from the internet that you've been talking about on the national radio for weeks and weeks and weeks? I'm pretty sure I talked about the airport for 10 minutes, just real sexy stuff.
Uh-huh. But you've done this a million times, been on dates with guys that you've met on dating apps or what have you, and then had to make that small talk, which you absolutely hate.
There was a lot of small talk. I was actually killing the small talk game. You guys would have been so proud of me at this wedding because we're running out of time at this point, so I'm thinking of a way I can tease this. But eventually, as we're talking about the experience and getting more context for everything, he does explain to me that something happened on the radio that almost got his legal team involved with his work. So I guess I will continue the story in the 8 o'clock hour. Right. And I will tell you how I almost got a letter from his attorney.
Okay, that is obviously very important. But can you tell us right now, like, how did he look in his suit?
Oh, he looked great. Yeah. We're both two good looking people. I was like, other than the bride and groom, we're killing it at this wedding.
So on a scale then, one last question here, then you're right, we do got to move on. On a scale of 1 to 10, chemistry, 10 off the charts, 1 being there's no chance. Did you have it or not?
I'm not going to give you a number, but I will say me and him are still talking.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Good enough.
Good enough.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So let me quickly address the elephant in the room here. And I am aware that this is about to be painfully incomplete. But unfortunately, Mo is not going to be part of the Burt Show anymore. And that is really all I can share at this time. And the one thing I can promise you is that everybody in here is going to do everything we can to make sure that you guys are entertained every morning. And we are putting together the best show we can. And we are trying our best. But that's really all I can share at this point. All right, here we are with Addison again on day three. Addison is a lot like you guys, man. You might have seen this online. It's just, it's changed. It's gotten more aggressive where guys are like, there's no sense of decency in a lot of cases. It's just like, go straight to hurt, go straight to weirdness, go straight to requests. Intimacy request right off the bat.
It's kind of like when people leave a hate comment on somebody's video, they just feel like they have invincibility because they don't have to deal with the in-person consequences.
All right, so Addison here has been getting this time and time again, and she had an idea. This is a growing trend online, and I kind of love it, to be honest with you guys. You want to talk about the growing trend, the calling mom?
The calling mom. Basically, it's somebody's idea from social media where somebody wanted to do like a game show where they got three moms and three text messages from these dudes and be like, guess which of these text messages from your son?
Was it your son that asked me to be his fart slave? Was it your son that completely insulted me, seeing the generational trauma on my face and that I would be alone and miserable? Or is it your son that said, hey, can I eat your
What celebrity would host that show?
Pete Davidson.
That sounds like a Billy Bush show to me. all right, so mom number one gets a call, can't really figure out what's going on, and I can understand it.
Yeah.
Hangs up on us. Number two is like, hey, yeah, this makes sense. My kid's an idiot.
She's like, that tracks. It sounds just like my ex-husband who cheated on me. She said her son had a huge chip on his shoulder when it came to women, and she was not surprised, but you could hear like the exasperation and also disappointment in her voice.
So Addison, in a couple of seconds, what are you going to tell mom here? What was the infraction?
This mom is going to hear about how her son, straight off the bat, no other message first. We met, he sent a message that said, can I eat your by chance? Figured I'd be forward and speed up the process, but I'm Joe if you want to grab a drink.
Okay, so it's by chance. Hey, this is kind of a crazy idea.
Just throwing this out there.
Let me run this one by you. Guys, you're the worst. We're the worst. I'm sorry.
It sounds like he's asking her out to lunch, which I guess he kind of is. Hey, can I take you to Panera by chance? Hey, can I eat your
I love the soup and salad combo.
The two for one is great.
I love the salad and salad combo.
So much salad.
Okay, Tommy, you want to go ahead and take it from here?
Yeah, mom is ready. I've already gotten her, but she's been on hold where she cannot hear you guys.
I was about to ask, do we just like screw this whole thing up?
No. Okay. She can't hear you until I put her on the air.
What was the sell you gave her to come on with us?
Same thing. I reached out via email. She said yes, after I offered her a $100 gift card.
Okay.
We've noticed people aren't really clamoring to get on the radio, so we have to throw a little incentive bone their way. Here's a $100 gift card to Panera.
What's mom's name?
Her name is Fran.
Fran!
Poor Fran.
Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
As Tommy told you, you're on the air right now.
Yes.
We have a listener, Addison, who has been having a very frustrating time online with guys that have been inappropriate and aggressive. And she wants to tell you what has been going on with your son.
Okay.
All right. So Fran, meet Addison. Addison, meet Fran. We're going to let Addison take it over.
Hi. So I'm on dating apps. I matched with your son, and this was the very first message I received, not even a hello or anything. We matched, and a few minutes later, this is the message I got from him. Can I eat your ass by chance? Figured I'd be forward and speed the process up, but I'm Joe if you want to grab a drink.
Okay, I'm hoping that this phone call is breaking up because I can't imagine my son writing, thinking, or saying any, and I mean any, of that. That is horrendous.
When you say breaking up, did you not hear everything she said?
That's what I was hoping.
Do you want her to repeat it again?
I don't think that's necessary.
Right. Look.
I
am a parent myself. If I got a call like this, and this was her experience with your son, I mean, we could send you a screenshot of it if you'd like. I wouldn't want to believe it either.
We can send it framed, too.
Framed, whatever you like.
I don't think that's necessary to you.
Fran, what is it about your son that makes you so shocked that he would say something like this?
My son has always been raised to be respectful of women. This is inconceivable to me that he would utter or indicate anything like that. I'm absolutely astonished, aghast, and enraged, frankly.
Are you enraged at your son, or are you enraged at the accusation?
At the accusation. I don't know this woman from Eve.
Yeah, well, we can send...
I know my son.
Right, of course. And I would probably feel the same way. Unconditionally, I'd be like, my son is not capable of doing something like that. So let us send you the screenshot, and then you can take it from there. But I wouldn't believe it either, but it did in fact happen.
I have seen things where people get phone calls and get texts, and it says that it's from somebody, and it wasn't from those people at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and send it all you want. It's still not going to make me believe it.
I know what you're saying. You're going to think it's like photoshopped or doctored. I know there's like AI drew it up or whatever, but...
Exactly.
Why don't we send it to you if you wanted to show it to your son so he could deny it to your face? Then that's fine also. And he may even say to you, oh my God, that's outrageous. I would never send something like that. Or he might just go, wow, I'm totally and completely embarrassed and I was drunk or something.
Knock yourselves out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Fran, we will let you go. We've got your number, so we will send you that screenshot. Do with it what you like.
I certainly will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kind of dramatic, eh? Addison, I'm not surprised by the response. I wouldn't want to believe it either, you know, at first. I think I'd have a little bit more reality attached to it, though. Like, all right, yeah, go ahead and send it to me so I can show it to my son. And then, woo, that came from my son. We got real beef.
If 20 years from now you get a call like that about Jimmy, how are you responding?
Oh, well, he doesn't even like vegetables.
He doesn't. He only eats nuggets and mac and cheese. Right. Can I eat your chicken tenders?
Maybe they'll be calling to something different in the future.
I can tell you right now, it's one of those things where until you're in the situation, you're never going to know how you're going to react. But I, as a mother of a son, am doing my damnedest to make sure that he respects all people, but also respects women especially. And I wouldn't want to believe it. I honestly, like, I don't know if I would have the same reaction as Fran. I definitely wouldn't have the same reaction as Denise. I would be floored. I would be shocked. I would be stunned. Even if I got the screenshot, I would think it was doctored. I wouldn't want to believe it because, like Fran, I raised my son to be better than that.
You want to believe that as a parent, for sure. But I mean, you know, history is dotted with people that came from really great stock. Mm-hmm. You would think that the way they were brought up was absolutely fantastic and healthy, and they end up doing stuff, and you're like, I did not teach them that. Some of this is environment. So, Addison, did you get what you wanted out of this?
I think so. It felt good. And, you know, I get that there's going to be different reactions and different responses. I think you guys facilitating the whole thing was a really good way to get it done, though. So I don't think I could have done it on my own.
Who knows what the outcome is going to be? You might never know. You probably won't ever know. So you've done what you can.
But Addison, just make us a promise, please. Because, you know, we did hook all three of these moms with $100 and then Denise hooked you up with the $100 gift card. So if you do get responses from any of these moms or any of these dudes, just hit us back with any updates you might have. All right.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
The Bird Show.